Man Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome to a very special episode of the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting the audio of the show from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today, we have a pre-recorded interview. We had the pleasure of meeting frontman, singer of the Judies, and you'll soon discover he's been in several bands. We're talking about local legend Dennis Mills. Now, we went to his home, his East Van home, and we met his beautiful wife, Michelle, and we'll find out what she contributed to the album later on in the show. But for right now, I just want to bust some Judies in your face. All right, let's get to this first song. Here's Freedom 85.
Crash came, I hit the street running. I'm a
Yeah, that was the first track off of the very best of the Judy's album. And without further ado, here's Dennis Mills.
So my name's Dennis Mills, and I've been playing music since probably about 1979 in Vancouver. My first band was a band called AKA, and we put out a EP in 1981, and had all sorts of different shows. We were really a different sound, you know, and not like punk. It was beyond punk, something different. And we thought so anyway.
AKA.
Well, Alex Vardy played guitar, and Warren Hunter played bass and guitar. Actually, they both played bass and guitar, and they switch different songs. And then Warren Ash played drums, and Andy Graffiti as well, a drummer, played keyboards and slide guitar.
And then how did you guys all get together?
Well, we got together. Alex had posted a just like a big sort of piece of paper with all sorts of influences at Quintessence Records.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I pulled one of them off and called him. It was quite funny because he had been approached by the two Warrens to perhaps do some stuff, and they had previously been playing with a band called the Exatone. Then apparently they got fired from that band, so they were the Rejectives, not the Detectives.
Okay.
And we all just formed that band, and at that time we also, we had a tall a German woman who was our, another singer. So, you know, just Angela Kaya. And then later on, Tommy Wong also played keyboard. So there was a lot of different sorts of things that went on with that group. There's a lot of footage of it still on Doreen Gray's videos that she has at Vivo.
At Vivo, okay.
They're really, really cool. And then anyway, at some point, we had played one of our last shows. We opened up for Captain Beefheart and the Magic Band at the Commodore. Up for Ultravox, who's another, you know, strange thing, and we did a little mini tour with Doug and the Slugs.
No way!
So that was kind of interesting. We played a lot of different clubs that other people didn't play. We played Rohan's, which was this cowboy club on 4th Avenue, and lots of fun warehouse shows and things like that. After AKA yep. sort of broke up, we got together with a young guitar player from West Vancouver, Scott Harding,
mm-hmm.
and we added Lee Kelsey on the keyboards, and Andy stayed on, and so did Warren, and that became Rhythm Mission, which was a little bit more rhythmic, I guess, than AKA, and we wanted, you know, it's sort of like crosses between world beat mm-hmm. And kind of outside things. So one of the things that we did once was we did the Shindig, and we were on this, the one that Red Herring won. We came in second.
Oh, okay.
So that was kind of fun.
Can I ask who did the artwork for this?
Yeah, Jan Wade.
Jan Wade
did the cover.
Oh,
and,
okay.
I have the original of that too. And then the engineer was Dave Ogilvy.
No way. Okay.
Yeah. So he did an incredible mix on one of these songs, Night, which is really kind of creepy and cool.
Ooh, creepy and cool. We're going to save that song for our Halloween special episode of the Wham Bam East Fan Show. All right, we're going to get to a quick break and we'll be back with more Dennis Mills.
There is a broadcast beyond that which is known to commercial radio. It is the middle ground between the present and the past. The summit of surf, punk, rockabilly, and garage. And it lies between the airwaves of forgotten artists and the twilight of the unknown bands. This is a program that we call the Downliner's Crypt. Every Tuesday from 5 to 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Pick a song from one of your faves.
I would say Dinosaur Rock.
Dinosaur Rock. Awesome. And do you love dinosaurs?
It was a song about, you know, in those days, if you look different, you could just get beat up on the street for looking different, right? Dinosaur rock, dinosaur roar, you know, you should have seen the smoke. It's a song, it's kind of about like the dinosaurs, the guys in their Trans Ams and, you know, cruising the street looking for people to beat up. And it's like a lot of my songs, there's a element of humor to it as well.
Rage. picture when you're talking to the poor. Down by the docks, there's lots of men out of work. They give their teeth for a shovel or a shake or a shirt. Feed the beast. Feed the beast. Feed the beast. Feed the beast. Well, the jingo ding back in the White House was a crying. A Pentagon plant became a frying pan of frying. A secret weapons bomb, and the Kremlin got the goods. Busy skewers in the sewers. Briefcases in the
I was born in Burnaby.
Yep.
So Burnaby Wild, and lived here for 5 years, and moved down to the U.S. for a few years, and then moved back to West Vancouver and Richmond. I was part of the Richmond crew that came in to Vancouver when everybody from the suburbs started coming into Vancouver during the early punk days, right? Mm. And there was nobody from Vancouver.
Okay.
Everybody was from Burnaby. Everybody was
somewhere
North
else.
Van,
I see.
You know,
yeah.
Delta, Richmond, you know, it was all from the suburbs. And it was a real, all the weirdos basically all came into town and we created our own culture here.
Oh, amazing.
And in those days, you knew everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty amazing.
Yes. And I noticed, talking about Burnaby, I noticed your daughter graduated from SFU.
She did. She graduated from SFU, communications degree. And
awesome.
She got the Armory Schaefer Award.
Woo-hoo.
And yeah, she's very talented.
Well, I'm so glad that you've come to our campus, and then hopefully one day you could even come to the radio station as well. But
I would love to. Actually, we played SFU once.
Yeah.
With Rhythm Mission. Yeah, we played there in the pub.
In the pub. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's closed now, but yeah. But yes, when it was open, yes, they had a bunch of live bands there and you were one of them.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. I remember seeing the Pointed Sticks there years and years ago as well too. They were quite good.
Push.
about the Judies.
Yes. So the Judies would be the band that I work with now for the most part.
Yes.
And the Judies play what I call savage dad rock.
Okay.
And, you know, it's kind of influenced, I guess, by early 70s music to some degree. Like, we all got together at Taylor's and just put on vinyl and listen to things. And we like this, we like that. And then we try to Judify it.
Mm.
So we came up with a bunch of cool covers in the beginning, like Human Fly, mm-hmm. and Neil Young's Revolution Blues, and our version of Radar Love, which is pretty cool.